Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok & Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. The adventuring party is heading away from the bugbears that they hear working in the chasm. And they're heading...
We didn't know there were bugbears.
Now we do.
They're heading towards their destiny.
Woo!
Destiny! Destiny!
Finally, Galen, you will arrive at your destiny. Very exciting. Glad that I can be here for this moment.
Well, it's part of my destiny. It's not the destiny.
Well,
it's not like there's a dragon in Thunder Tree and just yada yada yada.
Well, we'll take care of it.
Isn't that right, Chancellor? Chancellor's not paying attention.
Chancellor of the Dragon Cult. Alrighty,
very, very
so.
Yes, that's true. He is good at it.
Alright. And
what are you guys going to be doing? You're walking up on a door.
A double door, from the looks of it.
Are they large doors? Large metallic doors?
They are large metallic doors that are decorated.
Decorated with what?
Do you want to walk up and do a perception?
Well, I'm in the back line. Hey, where's our halfling?
And it's back.
Oh, there, I see her now.
Can't see her behind you.
See? Just like in the game.
Do you want to move a little bit closer so that those of you with dark vision can see?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
are you being sneaky?
Yes.
Okay.
We keep our rolls from last time?
Yeah, yes. Go ahead and keep the rolls since you told them shh. Thrain, go ahead and give me a religion roll.
Ooh.
Yes, I got a...
14. You notice that these are temple doors. This is a holy place.
Ooh.
Temple
of this is a temple of Dumothion, the dwarven god of mining.
Ooh, perfect.
We enter the hallowed halls of Dumothion.
This is a sacred place.
I doubt they're hallowed anymore.
You do the dwarven hammer religious gesture, which looks like another religious gesture.
One more done if you want.
With a hammer.
That's very kind of you.
Just never do it while holding a hammer.
It's likely desecrated.
Oh yeah, no, that would be terrible.
At least every god should have one place. I shall help you.
Okay, so what are you guys going to do?
Give him an advantage.
He already has advantage.
He has advantage.
I'd say give him advantage.
We're being friends over religion right now.
Aww. Acolyte and cleric.
Cleric.
Wait, are there any unbelievers here? We can smite them.
First comes love.
Well, I don't...
As long as there aren't any damn atheists in our party.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry, you're an atheist? My healing touch didn't work on you. I'm sorry.
Sorry,
you didn't believe in my healing touch.
My gods clearly exist.
Here.
That's what it'll get in this world. It's like... This guy just channeled the magic to literally bring someone back to life.
In the world of D&D, I am definitely not an atheist.
No atheist in foxholes or D&D?
Nope.
No, I believe strongly in whatever god will give me a healing touch.
And
well,
even
we
some
also
clerics
like his magic fingers.
Oh, I definitely like some magic fingers. I mean healing touches. I mean
The magic fingers.
Healing
you like those dwarf
touches.
Magic fingers because they're
I won't say it. I'll actually not say it.
Wait, I just realized magic figures heal in touch.
Oh, it's a two.
Two for the price.
And you know why they like dwarf hands, right?
It's strong and sturdy.
Girth.
Okay, come on, guys.
But without you are at on. The doors of the temples. What are you guys going to do?
Let's open them.
Yeah.
Are you just going to kick the doors in?
Listen, open.
So who's going to do that?
I will listen. I'm going to listen.
I'll pick it.
Go for it.
Yeah, listen. We should check for
14, 15, 16, 17.
You hear there is some talking in there.
What language? As long as I exist.
You
I
hear them actually that. Speaking common.
Woohoo! What are they saying?
It's a spider!
You hear them talking, and
don't
they're talking about
being
how
evil.
They're going to clear out the other half of the complex from the undead.
I love being evil. Don't you love being evil? Yeah.
So I'll turn back. It's common. It's more of the undead talk. Apparently they haven't seen Walking Dead.
Why would they be talking common?
Carl!
Spider, probably. Well, then why don't we just go back the other way and go up the other path?
We don't know it's there.
Just go through this way.
Well, there is. When we turn this way,
wait, why are we going that way? Why are we going that way?
Best why are we leaving
worst
the temple
case
at all?
That's worst case scenario, they're...
Rebecca Cave has been taken over by bad things.
We must kill them.
I have to agree. Anybody in there is a problem. If they wish to surrender to us, that's fine. But
and let's be
best
honest.
Best case scenario,
you know,
we gain allies. Worst case scenario, we had to clear them out anyway.
Anyway, we know they're there. And they don't know we're here.
Right. We should Thrain, just kill them.
These are non-believers
in your
temple.
Take advantage of the advantage.
Yeah. Yeah. If they want to surrender, I'm okay with that. Just,
we could ask them to surrender and then kill them
you
if they don't.
That's usually our
I'm
strategy.
Glad she added if they don't.
Though, what's funny is rarely we leave.
For a second there, I was like, what is wrong
what's
with you?
What's funny is rarely we give them a chance to answer.
Yeah, you know,
surrender!
Lady Corlin always asks them to surrender.
I do.
No,
I'm
does.
Just usually killing them before they can.
Surrender!
I've taken prisoners. I have my
right.
goblin entourage.
Don't even get us started about
them.
Oh,
so they're entourage and... former prisoners now.
Uh-huh. They're prisoners of
that's
war.
Right.
They're pets.
They've been promoted.
Well, you know, the troop is very happy with this current situation.
So is Slug.
Yes, that's what he tells people.
Slug is very happy.
Yeah, Slug was the first.
He has a very good mask.
Yeah, but I don't think he's as happy as Droop is.
But Slug likes his velvet clothes.
He also
he smells pretty.
And I also
oh, so
assume
pretty.
Regular baths
and I also,
with Chi-Chi.
I also assume he would like being
splash
able to make his own
splash
decisions.
Dive.
All right, let's do this.
Let's kill
so,
people.
So you're gonna what, kick the door in?
I think it needs
I
to
think
be
opening
a,
the door.
Opening
be,
the door.
Okay, who's gonna be the one who opens
drawn,
the door?
But not necessarily up in terms of.
Do we want to let Hopper do it again so they can think that he's on their side?
I think that's
I think
a great idea.
Do they sound like Hobgoblin voices?
No, but
no,
they're still people that expect.
But they're
bad.
People.
Actually, yeah.
Okay, so
there's nobody
wait,
in here that's
okay,
in except those dwarves
okay,
who
are snowing.
All we have to answer is who's opening
wait,
the door.
So if I speak goblin, could I tell if someone was speaking goblin if they had like, or if they were speaking common,
or the
if they had a
action.
Goblin
give me
action.
A really good
that
perception
good.
Roll, and you're going to be putting your face right against the door. So give
ooh.
Me a stealth roll as well. So which one do you like to do first?
Death.
Stealth? Oh. Okay.
Which is good. 12.
A 12? Is that with including your bonus?
No, 14.
You had advantage. You get to roll twice.
Oh, no, I did.
Oh.
It was a 5.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're picking out that it's multiple voices. One is very elven-like. Very smooth and soft compared to the others that are grumbly. Now give me a...
I'm telling you, it's
so was that your stealth or is that your perception roll?
That was my stealth.
Okay, what was your perception roll?
I didn't roll my perception
okay.
roll.
Sorry.
Flame dice.
7.
Okay, you didn't pick up that one was very elven-like.
Scratch that.
So we did not hear that.
All right, we have
well,
no idea.
These are clearly the bad. Okay, these are clearly the bad
guys.
The only thing they would expect to see in this dungeon are other
bad
guys.
Guys.
Right.
Yep.
If you put me in front of there, I'm happy to go. I'm not afraid. But they,
no,
they will know I'm not supposed to be there.
Cam told to say one of the voices was elven-like. Wait, scratch that.
Okay.
Okay.
Hogarth.
Hogarth is going to open the door.
Thrain, I think, because there's space enough for both.
Open. Okay, so the elf is going back there, and then Thrain is coming
open
this
the
way.
Door. Open the door. Like, yo, okay. What up? Got it.
Like, yo, sword. What up?
Then I'm going to stab. I'm going to cut you
got
up.
Big sword.
Cut ya.
I'm Hogarth. I'll
cut you.
I'll
cut you.
For a hobgoblin.
For a hobgoblin.
Not known for their flamboyance, the hobgoblins.
And we are going to change that.
Well, one Hogarth at a time.
Hogarth is fabulous.
He is
king now.
Right?
I need to grab a few minis real quick.
But that's like being king of a people that they're all dead. And that's great.
Do we still have any trophy
from
the old king?
Can I import some more? How do you think kingdoms work?
Any trophy from the old king?
No, we didn't have a crown, remember?
Yeah, he didn't
see,
have a
there was the slime I was looking for. Aww.
Well, it's on fire.
Yep. It's all washed away.
It is.
Imagine if you had a
ton
of
miniatures. I bet I have an extra one in my pack.
It just would have been more striking if when we met the spider, your pawn is dead, along with the king.
Could I have a circlet in my pack of things that Chi-Chi and Noxie and Vita take care of, and I lent it to Hogarth for just this occasion?
Sure, some tchotchke jewelry.
Something that
your tiara.
Well, you know, more of a martial circlet than a tiara, because I don't think that Dilek would wear a tiara into battle, but she might have a very polished little circlet, helmet.
Okay. Okay. So Hogarth is going to push open the doors with the dwarf right behind him. Okay, as soon as you do, you see two bugbears stand by a table flanking a dark elf dressed in black leather armor and robes. He clutches a black staff with a carved spider at the top and frowns as he sees you. It seems that I must deal with you myself. A pity must end this way.
And of course, my response is, your pawn is dead, long live the king.
Right.
As you throw the crown onto the ground,
as I throw the old crown.
Clinks. Everyone, roll initiative. And wave hi to whoever that was.
Mark.
Oh.
That's a 20.
Well, what's 19. Your total?
That would be 24.
23.
13. 18. 17.
14. That's really good for you.
Sorry,
keep
Jazz,
what'd
you get?
17.
Good initiatives today.
And Thrain?
13.
13. And Sultan?
18.
I feel pretty.
Oh, so
pretty.
Pretty
princess. Wait. So
I am the pretty princess.
Wait. No, you're... You're pretty gum. What you didn't know is that Sultan is now going to write all the Disney movies and make a little animal say "Goobity Gob."
That explains so much about Disney.
That's why the mom's always dead.
That's kind of depressing.
Sad, yeah.
You know why?
It's like, that's
true.
Because the hero's arc always requires, an important family to disappear.
So I heard that it was because, felt guilty because he bought.
No, go continue.
Because we're mostly about what?
You got them on beta bread.
Died from a gas leak ditch from a house that he bought her.
Oh, God. I never heard of that.
Neither did I. Okay.
If there's anyone on the internet that knows, send us the answer.
Wow.
That's harsh.
That would be terrible.
Now, of course, but I just heard that. So it's probably incredibly wrong.
Oh, that's so sad.
I actually know a family where that happened to the mother. Okay, it really did.
Okay, let's get back to the game and stop talking about depressing, horrible things.
D&D after dark.
Not even in the cool, sexy way.
Okay. D&D after dark.
No, you can't make that joke after that conversation.
It's just D&D dark.
You've lost the audience at that point.
Oh, that's just wrong.
Okay,
so. Those, but not
yes. I didn't mean it like what?
Let me give you the rest of this.
Okay, so let's focus, people.
So six cracked marble pillars line the walls of the hall, at the north end of which stand a 9-foot-tall statue of a dwarf seated on the throne. Mm. A mighty stone war hammer across his lap. Large emeralds gleam in the statue's eyes. Dust and debris cover the floor. The dust and debris covering the floor has been swept to one side, and a campsite of sorts is now spread out in front of the statue. Half a dozen bedrolls and packs are neatly arranged around the rough-built fire. A wooden table stands on the west side of the room between two pillars. Okay, so... Tilda, you have initiative. What are you going to do?
Okay. I'm going to come up here. Shoot!
Who are you going to shoot?
I'm going to shoot... Well, this guy's... I can't really see the... Can I see the drow?
You can see the drow.
I'm going to shoot the drow.
Okay.
Shoot the drow!
Okay. Shoot the drow!
I like
how
you whispered.
Yeah, I know.
And then I'm going to hide. Because, you know, when you whisper saying you're going to hide, it makes that more stealth.
Question.
I don't think an 11 is good enough to hit him.
Your arrow goes flying out and strikes the table that they're pointing at.
But my 16 for hiding over here.
You believe hiding behind Hogar?
Hiding behind Hogar.
You believe that is sufficient to hide you, unless Hogar moves, then you're standing out in the open. Okay, so it is now Galen's turn.
Well, I'm way in the back.
Yep, you're going to have to come into the room.
Well, can I get past them?
Yeah, you can walk past friends.
I can go here.
No.
And hide, because that completes my move.
Okay.
All right, well, then I'll move up next to Hogar, and I will...
So you're going to get in front of Hogar? You have to be...
I'm going to move into the room over there.
15,
15,
20, 25.
Move that way. 30. Yeah. Okay. And I'm going to shoot the drow.
All right.
And I'm going to use advantage.
And yes. Apparently a Slavic accent.
Well, when you're fighting drow.
Okay.
Wait, why
do
Tiefling have the Slavic accent?
She's going to...
We will explain that one later on another podcast.
Right.
22.
22 will hit.
All right, so...
Sherman chapter 5.
Well, thank you, sorry.
Mm-hmm. 9 points of damage.
Okay.
Oh, and actually, it was. I forgot I had a plus 1 attack.
Oh,
cool.
Okay,
but
you still hit him.
It's still hit him.
Okay, so. 9 points of damage. The arrow goes flying out across the room and sticks into his shoulder. Alright, so it is now Sultan's turn.
No. Okay. I don't want to be in the room where people are going to be in melee.
Yeah, but
two big bugbears and a drow.
Yeah, so what I was going to do, could
and
I...
You can share a space with me.
Okay. 5, 10, 15, 20... 25.
30.
So I could go...
Where do you want to go? 5, 10,
make an
15,
L. Make an L.
20.
Well, okay, I can stand in the same square.
No, you can't. For you to attack, you have to be in your own square.
Because you're not
she
just
can do it
you
because
move
she's
back.
Small.
I can do it because I'm small.
You can move back.
So if I... 5, 10, 15,
20, 25, 30, you'd be stuck. So you need...
Should I hold my action?
Do you really want to hold your action?
Well, I don't want to be in the room where there's two.
Well, then why don't you do this? Why don't you come over and share the space with me? That way the next time around you'll
be I'll do
one.
That.
Okay.
And then you can complete your movement without hurting.
Okay, is there any fancy things you want to do, like activate a power on your cool staff?
No,
you
AC, it's been less than an hour.
Okay, since you last activated it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, how long have we been?
You guys have been in here for a while.
Oh,
remember
yeah,
you did do the whole swimming to get the body.
Yeah, then I'll activate it.
Your
yeah.
Blast staff.
Okay. All right, so it is the Hobgoblin's turn, Hogar.
We need some separation, but we don't want to split it terribly well. Going to move in here.
Okay.
What does the drow use? What does the drow have on him?
He's a wizard. He has a magic staff.
Oh, well, forget that. 20.
Ooh, you'll have three of them attacking
you. Yeah, I was like, wait a second.
Well, you can. Only there in a second. It's if you were to leave this square, he'd get the attack of opportunity. So you could just walk straight past. You don't have to go around.
All right.
It's when you leave a square threatened by opponent, you get the attack of opportunity.
You'll have basically rushed in.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, he is
I
body.
I don't want this. I don't want this one threatening from behind the bugbear. So we're going to have somebody behind his lines. Okay. Is my thinking.
So we'll do our best to cover.
So somebody better attack
okay,
the
so what you going to do?
I'm hoping Thrain or Lady Corlin will come
I'll
up.
Come
and,
up and attack the bugbear.
And allow me to have my amazing damage on him.
Yes.
Okay.
So going to slice at the spider.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Man, it was a great day when
no,
you
not.
Not.
Was that a
one?
Yes.
Wait, no, you can't roll it on a bag of M&M's. Mm.
No, it went past the M&M's. Yeah. That was the problem.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, you swing and your sword goes right past his head and sticks in his table. So you're going to have to pull your sword free.
Oh, look at that.
We're not going to die. We're just going to lose some people.
I haven't used any of my healing things.
Yeah.
And this is the end of the story.
Okay. Okay, so it is now Lady Corlin's turn.
All right. I will go forward.
Twenty.
Okay. Unless I can double move and act, but I don't think I can.
Not unless you action surge. The action surge, you would just be able to move again.
Well, no, with them, spiders action surge is for a second attack.
Yeah, so.
So you could use your action to move here or here, and then use your action surge to
that's
attack.
What I'll do.
Okay.
And
which spot did you want to go to?
Yeah,
right next to Hogar?
I'm
or
going
right
next to Hogar to give him his magic goo. And also
his magic goo.
Because
don't trust the hobgoblin who says it's just magic goo.
Don't trust the hobgoblin.
Okay, you're gonna roll advantage.
You fearsome and vile fiend. Thinkest thou to take over this most holy of dwarven sites? To smite our friends without repercussion? I think not.
She gets bonuses for using big words.
She gets her chip back. That's what she gets.
Yeah, right. Which is
that's
good.
What I meant, the advantage.
Because I doubt that a 6 plus anything is going to hit anyone.
Well, except,
but 12 getting their attention.
12. Is it 12? 12 will hit. It's
all right.
Just over his armor class. He has yet to activate his magic armor.
I hit him then.
Okay, roll
wait,
some
the
damage.
Has magic armor now.
No,
she's hitting the drow.
Spells.
Oh, I didn't realize.
The guy, the wizardy rogue guy.
You know, the big bad.
So it's plus one to damage to strength. Plus one damage to strength. So it's plus 7. With, and it's a d...
Go for it.
8.
Or blade.
There is it. Right. Oh, so, wait, what? That's 7 plus... It's 14.
14 damage, not bad at all.
That was awesome.
That was one hell of a whack.
It's more than what I'm doing.
That was actually good.
Yeah. Okay, so.
I'm not used to that.
It is Thrain's turn.
Okay, I'm going to head up to the big bugbear.
Okay.
Put me like, right to the left of the team. And.
Or do you want to go here for
yes,
combat
yes,
advantage?
Yes, I'm going to do that.
Actually, yes, you can go there.
See, we're setting it up for our ranged friends not to be smashed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
18, 19, 20, 22.
That would definitely hit.
Yay. Fantastic.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
So 5. Oh, I do lots of damage. So that's 11 plus 2, 13 points of damage.
Sweet.
Nice.
Yay.
Smash him with a hammer, feeling more bones give way under the
crunch.
Okay, so you guys have had a really great run of things.
But now they're going to go south. Well, I haven't used any of my healing spells on this yet.
So you have to get south.
So
and
now
the ranged people are far away still.
Now that you have entered the room, you notice something interesting.
Oh,
no. Here, up on the pillar,
here,
oh,
here,
oh,
and
crap,
here are giant spiders that were hanging on
I
the
hate
ceiling
spiders.
Area. It's the giant spider's turn.
Oh, no.
You've attacked their master.
Now we know why he's called the spider.
This spider and this spider.
I don't feel spiders are very wise.
Are going to both go after Thrain. There's no one else adjacent.
Go after it, bitch. Armor class is currently 19.
That's a no-no word. We don't use those.
19.
Yeah, we do.
Sometimes we use that word because it's apt.
Okay. Being a spider.
It's okay to say it like this. Biatch. See, then it's no longer a curse word, right?
No words.
Okay, the first one is going to spray web on you. It is going to be a disadvantage. So, I'm betting that's going to be the lowest roll. Yeah, will a 8 hit you with the range attack? And the second one is going to bite you.
Okay. I can take a lot of damage anyway.
Will a 10 hit you?
It has a plus 5.
Yeah.
Damn.
What do you have a plus 2?
Yeah, but plus 5.
A lot of damage.
Okay. This one is going to shoot web at Galen.
don't do it.
Wow, I just keep rolling 5s on that dice. Will a 10 hit you?
No.
So could you always roll that die?
What do you mean, this one?
I just bought this new dice.
And it's not liking me.
I think it's great. I think it likes you.
Okay. Okay. And this one is going to spray web on Hogar. I assume a natural 20 will hit you.
No.
No, I
yeah, no.
Okay.
What you didn't know is that he's actually the god of hobgoblins.
Okay.
He is now. And he's just helping us along.
He's like a transformer.
So.
Like a transformer.
A hit target is restrained by webbing as an action. The restrained target can make a DC 12 strength check to burst the weapon on your turn. Webbing can also be attacked or destroyed, by the way. So if you'd like, since it is the first restraining we've had, would you like to read what restrain does to you?
He does get multiple attack.
Well, no, that would be his action is the strength check.
A restrained creature, speed becomes 0, can't benefit from any bonus to its speed. Attack rolls against the creature have advantage, and the creature's attack rolls have disadvantage. The creature has disadvantage on dexterity saving throws. Are the webs flammable?
They actually are.
Okay.
I'm sure you want to get burned.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the four spiders. Only one did something impressive. The other kind of punked out.
But you did get a natural 20 out of it.
Yeah, yeah. The 20 made up for the 3 5s that I rolled in a row. So now it's the bugbear's turn.
It's the bugbear's
turn. And bugbears are not about to look a gift spider in the mouth. They're both going to swing on Hogar so they get advantage for that attack.
So that means he's going to turn around and face Hogar?
Uh-huh.
Does he get any type of...
No.
He still has a square.
They get combat advantage. It's not that... You don't get into disadvantage for turning your back to him. Apparently he is going to miss. I'm assuming a 9 would miss you horribly.
Yes.
And for the second one...
Ooh.
Will a... We'll go with the first roll, it's better. Will a 21 hit you?
Yes.
Yeah.
11 points of piercing damage.
Oh.
As Morningstar is just... One swings and misses you. Second one smashes into you pretty harshly.
Okay.
Nope. Okay, and...
Still down 12.
Yeah, from that first...
somewhere along the way.
You're stealthy.
Hey, we are just in a hallway right now.
It's true. You guys are hiding back there. Alrighty, so...
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yes.
Depending on how it's going.
Can I see the spell book?
No.
Yes.
I feel like it should be no.
I think inspiration.
It doesn't work that way, lass. You have to give it up to the GM.
I tell that to many a player. Just don't tell my wife.
You're in so much trouble now.
Yeah, you're right here, buddy.
I was about to say it's funny because she's right next to
We're giving quality of funny.
It's funny, and I'm willing to suffer for humor.
And suffer you shall, my love.
Yeah, it's okay.
I like Picasso, it. I think. Maybe. I don't know about art.
I don't know much about art, but I know what I like.
Right? I just write screenplays at Ye Olde Starbucks.
At Ye Olde Starbucks. No.
It doesn't count if other people can't see you writing.
No,
that's
right.
That's actually a good point.
It's the Ye Olde Buck of Stars, really, in the D&D world. You have to...
You can have some exotic coffee from far...
Right, from another planar dimension, you bring it in through a celestial portal and look at that.
I'm guessing that's the plane where monks come from.
But yes, I will come bearing Java.
Here's all these European, class type, and then ninjas.
Right, yeah. Plus coffee.
And coffee. They also came with coffee.
Oh, okay, good to know.
Not good. That they came with coffee, it is good to know.
I know. No. What I found in the book was good to know.
That it doesn't work.
Yeah, I don't like it when he likes that because he's too good.
But I was just making sure I was going with the old rule, which is still the same.
Can
rule,
we do a cool elf duel?
You know, you could be, like
a
cool elf on elf duel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pray the prey out of that.
Pray the prey out of that prey. You want to pray the prey out of the prey with a drow?
Oh, he would. He is salty.
Pineapple juice will clear that up.
It's funny because she did it.
Okay, so... The drow is going to disengage.
He'd be like, hey, I heard there's a pretty cool elf here.
Well,
we
should do it.
There's
time.
A pretty princess.
Go over there, go.
I don't have my weapon, but I'll try to attack.
Give it a gob. Give it a gob.
Hey.
You can do this and that and this and the other thing.
No, you can only do one thing. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you can do lots of things.
You can die.
Yeah.
He can die.
He can, but he won't.
He can bleed.
If he can bleed.
If it bleeds, we can kill him.
I mean, I don't know if that's true.
Hey, you've bled.
I mean, I'm sure that dragon bled, but we couldn't kill him.
Eventually, with enough levels, maybe.
He didn't bleed. We actually didn't break the scales.
Or something called strategy, perhaps, next time.
We had a poor strategy.
What is this strategy you talk of?
Well, we didn't know the spiders were there.
No, it's true.
We used the strategy of open the door.
We used our own special brand of strategy.
Ironically enough, the one time that we used real strategy was an epic success.
It was true.
Like a shotgun that you randomly pointed.
Okay,
true.
So we're going to... We're going to horribly take advantage of the new attack of opportunity rules not being, if I cast the spell, you can hit me.
Aww. Yeah, I really like those rules.
You like those rules, don't you?
If you cast a spell, there's no attack of opportunity.
In old school D&D 3.5,
which,
if a wizard cast, you could hit him.
Which
was horrible
but
for casters.
But that's
not in 5th edition.
Which makes sense, because
it does.
If they're doing quick,
because honestly, if I'm doing this, or if I'm hitting you with a sword, how can I do this, you can hit me, but if I swing a sword, you can't hit me.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, all of a sudden... Vanishes from sight, has some visibility on itself.
Damn it.
It's alright. We already got a few blows in, and now we can kill the bugbears and spiders, and then we'll kill him.
Wait, he doesn't know.
Yeah, but he'll be attacking
that...
us while we can be killing
him. Wait.
Oh, wait.
I was about to say what he doesn't know, that I have area of attack. But then I was there's two exits.
And you've got friends there.
So I have 50. Well, if he's going through this exit, I can cast the area attack and maybe stop him.
It's a moot point. He's invisible. We can't see him.
Okay,
so I'm saying there's a 50 chance that I can stop him. Or that he'll take damage when he leaves.
Okay.
Well, I'll heal the good guys in a second once we start taking damage. I haven't used any of my second wounds or anything.
Okay. So, we are back to the top of the order. Tilda, it is your turn.
Alrighty, I'm going to come in here. Oh, the doors are open.
The doors are open, yeah. Hogar pushed
right
them
here, and I'm going to shoot the spider.
Okay. He does have partial cover because he's on. Technically, he's like this.
And he's just like.
You could shoot
like this guy.
Yeah. You can shoot this one.
On him.
Yeah, you can shoot this one because it was shooting her, or this one that was shooting this way.
Yeah, but he's got two on him.
Okay. So go after the one that. When you point.
Or then I can hit this one without.
Yeah, you can hit that.
And Rain saved you from that fall.
Yeah.
That's true, totally epically. Okay, so that would be a 19.
19 versus giant spider. 19 will hit giant.
And since I have a
colleague
next to you, he doesn't see me, so
yeah, you get bonus damage.
Woohoo! Ooh. All right, 12, 15, 19 points of damage.
Woohoo!
Damn! Excellent.
You see a few of his legs fall off when you hit him with
He's
still
and
keeping.
Now? I hide.
And now you hide. Where you're out in the open.
I'm going to hide next to the spider.
I'm going to hide.
You can't hide behind the doors,
open. Because they're open. Okay, fine. I'm not going to do anything then.
Okay. You still have your movements. I mean, you can go outside.
I'm not
going to
go any. True, I can finish
dash
my movement.
And
dash
hide.
Back. Yeah.
Hide there.
I'm imagining you're just jumping from the
okay,
wall.
So that makes it Galen's turn.
Okay, I am going to fire on the bugbear.
You're going to fire on the wounded bugbear?
Yes.
But one of them hasn't been attacked, right?
This one. This one's not been attacked.
Right, but we're all about
let
taking
roll
them out,
it
right?
Hit something.
Someone knocking.
Okay, he's got the inflatable crown from Loot Crate.
Yep.
Nice.
That would be.
And where's yours? I saw.
it's still in the box.
He didn't want to mess up his hair.
It's
true. That's 19.
Careful.
What did he do?
The door attacks. If you don't want your finger reclosing it, if you have big hands.
I remembered my
clothes. So 19 will hit the spite. Will hit the
bugbear.
With spite.
With spite.
With spite. Good.
What's your damage?
But
well,
back
19
into,
hits, so
yeah,
let's
well,
go to the next step.
Like
damage.
Damage.
12
points of damage.
Nice. This bugbear is grievously wounded.
He's all like, ah.
He's like, ah.
So I'd rather attack the bugbear and let the spider attack me than.
Because that's the type of folk hero you are.
I got
you'll stare down danger to protect them.
That's for me.
It's
Saltio.
Mario. Saltio. Okay. It is your turn.
So if I move, because the doors are open, I can see from here.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm now who wants the spell book?
I'll give you my dad.
Trade your dad for
someone
a spell book?
Well, okay, to be fair, Gary's an awesome player.
That's
so
true.
That'd be like the best deal I've traded
right.
Man all day.
I shall chum
the untouched bugbear.
He has not been touched.
Okay.
So it doesn't get his advantage. He's going to make a weakness.
Okay, for charm or is this Crown of Madness?
Charm.
Okay. So what do I got to roll? What's my target
it's
number?
14.
14?
And he
that's
does
not, a 14.
Not succeed.
And what are you charming him to do?
He's our friend.
Help us. You're our friend.
Read the spell. What does the spell do?
Yeah, I'm not
sure. You may have already explained explaining it. If it fails to, it's
referred
to as a friendly acquaintance.
Friendly acquaintance.
Well, yeah. But
unfortunately, he also considers his friend a friendly acquaintance.
Yeah, it's not going to be
okay.
He's not going to attack you, at least.
Can
he's,
I tell him to leave?
Not really.
But
he sees you. He will not attack you. You're a friendly acquaintance.
That bugbear.
I know what I'm
at.
Hey, it's one less person trying to kill you.
His previously wounded bugbear friend will be dead soon.
Right?
So wait, so why could I tell
him? Could you ask him for a favor?
Why could I tell the ogre to leave him on this?
That was different.
That was calm.
Because yeah, the ogre was only pissed at you. Nobody else had started anything at that point.
Well, and on top of that, he didn't have any allies.
So he was by
all
himself.
Alone.
This fellow's in the room with a friend.
All right, so could I ask him to stop attacking my friend?
What is my friend?
He was already ordered by the spider to, you know, kill everybody.
Can you kill the bad spiders?
This, he knows who the spiders work for.
Maybe you could ask him to go fetch you a glass of water.
Can you go fetch me a glass of water?
Sure, once these people who are trying, these murder hobos get out of
it's
his way.
You work.
So Charm has no, okay.
Well,
no offense.
Charm will have the effect if he sees you as a friendly
you.
Target.
You are not, you are a friend.
Okay,
it was a nice try.
It's enough.
It was nice try, yeah.
Okay, so Hogar, it is your turn. You are restrained.
I haven't
gotten
it.
Yeah. So I can reach my sword from here, right? Because I...
You have to get out of the web.
You have to get out of the web still. Does restrained allow you to do
it? I can still take actions. My speed is zero, though.
Okay.
So,
and
you
can reach your sword.
Okay. Can I then use the sword to scrape the webbing off?
Yes.
Okay.
Give me basically it's a strength roll, which you should be good at.
So having the sword does not work.
Well, would you like to do a strength roll, or are you going to attack the webbing? There are two different options. You can take either one. Okay. So go for attacking the web.
Well, your strength is 15.
Yes.
And you just need a 12.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but these sorts of rolls are notoriously bad.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
you
know.
So that's going to be a 9 for the webbing.
That does not hit. Webbing has AC of 10.
Yeah.
So you basically stab your sword and it kind of like goes through the webbing without actually breaking you loose.
But I didn't actually get it loose.
Yeah.
Well, good try.
Okay, so we are now to Liddy Corlin.
All right, well, this bugbear looks like he's on his last legs.
Help him along.
Or would you rather me, like, try and remove your webbing?
Webbing or bugbear? Webbing or bugbear?
Well, I mean, if you kill the bugbear, it's one less threat. And
I'm going to kill the bugbear. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not going to anything.
What did you roll? Oh, at least it wasn't a 1.
It was a 3.
You swing your weapon menacingly at the bugbear, and he just does this horrible lungy
menaced.
Cough that causes his head to duck down just as your sword swoops over it.
But you menaced him.
I menaced him.
He is menaced.
Right, he's feeling menaced.
All right, Thrain, it is your turn.
Okay, so I'm going to, there's that spidery thing, and then there's also a bugbear. The bugbear is more, well, the spiders are going to eventually entangle me, right? Yeah. So I'm going to squash one of the spiders.
Okay.
This one or this one?
One behind me.
Okay. This one?
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
Ooh, natural 20!
So
ooh.
Max damage.
Okay, roll your weapon damage twice.
Okay, so I get to re-roll one, two, so that's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 for the first set, and then another 11, 12, 13, so 24.
Bam!
4. This spider is horribly gouged. I mean, its body
is not dead,
but its body is just crushed. You only see like one eye still working.
It can flee if it wants.
It's like 1 point.
I will let it flee.
Probably going to do exactly that when it gets a chance. Alrighty, so it is
I'll do a healing burst in
the spider's turn.
More damage.
So first, the injured spider is going to attempt to crawl back up to the
ceiling.
Does that create an attack of opportunity?
It doesn't because it was one that webbed him.
I don't care. If it leaves, it's fine.
It is in the corner.
No
some
harm,
webbing.
No foul.
It is like,
right.
Please heal.
I'm
missing 7 eyes.
And all my legs.
And this one's going,
just a ball
damn it, why
around.
Did I attack before the other one moved? Because I'd have combat advantage.
But it doesn't have combat advantage.
It doesn't. So it's going to bite you. And will a 10 hit you?
No.
No. Okay. This spider is going to come down and attack Galen with its bite.
Seems like something.
Ooh. Will a 23 hit you?
Yeah.
Okay, 7 points of piercing damage and give me a constitution saving throw.
No, not
22.
Okay, you made the saving throw versus the poison. On a save, you're going to be taking 4 points of poison damage.
So 11 total?
Yep.
So happy.
Yep.
Okay. Time for a healing burst on my next round.
Alrighty.
I'm still okay.
And
Hoga, how are you doing?
It's Hogarth.
This spider's going to come down. And it's going to go for Hogarth because he's...
And he gets advantage because of the damn web.
Web, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's got flanking with a buddy.
Strategy.
Keep rolling fives. I'm thinking this dice is weighed. And he misses on both of them.
Yes!
Okay, so that's all the spiders. So we now go up to the...
Spider.
No, the... bugbears first.
Oh, the bugbears. I don't like
so it. The wounded bugbear, who's not feeling too happy right now.
Kissy.
He would almost parlay if you think he could get out of this room alive. But unfortunately, we got the murder hobos. So, I'm just going to keep saying that phrase until you stop laughing about it. He's going to go for the hobgoblin because he's got advantage on that. And he's going to be the last time I roll this dice. I'm changing this dice out after
in
this.
In any other world.
A 17.
Yeah, he's going
to
hit.
Or a 9. So oh, no. 17, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 22?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's
going
to be...
I was
going
to say, he gets advantage, so it means he
hit. Well, I thought 17 was the total.
Oh.
That's not my AC.
Yes.
So 11 points damage.
I should have said that out loud.
Now, if you think about it, we call
so
this dungeon crawling. They call
yeah,
they probably call it home invasion.
I'll hear them burst on my next turn.
Well, you know, these are imported bugbears and spiders.
In
not
all
there.
Fairness, they did steal this from the three dwarves who found it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, but I'm saying we're murder hobos.
No,
you kind of are, but that's okay. And the second bugbear is going to attack Hogarth.
Wait, or he could make me a friendship bracelet.
He could make you a friendship bracelet.
But he's probably not going to do that.
How? We've been friends for like 12 years.
I know, it's horrible. He's a dick.
Okay, that's not an improvement. A 2 or... Five. Okay, that one swings on you and misses.
Yay!
And let's see. Yep, spider's turn.
He
does cool things. Lots of cool things.
Yeah.
Cool
we don't
things.
Like the things he does. I'm gonna magic missile his face.
You can see him.
And it's in the face. Like 12 times. I can do like 6.
You can do 6.
You can see him. Can you make him not be invisible? If he's lit on fire, I'm sure.
That would certainly help.
Fireball, just rolling
okay.
it all around.
And
no problem.
Okay, so you guys are all fighting, scuffling, fighting.
I'm just standing.
Let's see if... Nope. People in the other room heard the grunting. You guys are busting out with the noisy fight.
Double grunt. Double grunt.
Okay, and it's back to the top of the initiative order, and that's a great place to wrap it up there.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.